Hello, my name is Sascha Förster and I live in Bonn. I work as a community manager since 3 years and a half, and since this year, 2016, I work in my own company and I offer social media, counseling, community management and digital events in the local area of Bonn in Germany. I was asked by Shahira Noira to tell you a little bit about communities of practice. And I worked in two different communities after my studies. One was a scientific bloggers community, a German-speaking community, de.hypothesis.org. It's hard to spell, but if you're searching for scientific blogging from social scientists and from the humanities, you will probably find it by a Google search. I worked there for 3 years and as a community manager and tried to help scientists to learn how to blog, and from the practical side as well as from strategy and from stylistic questions. We did a lot of workshops that helped a lot the scientists to start blogging, how to use the system. This blogging system was based on WordPress, so this was quite easy to use for them after some help, and after that they could publish themselves online. So they were a little bit empowered by these workshops. So I would say one of the most important experiences for communities is to offer workshops so people can use the system and learn how these tools work quite well. The second learning from this time was that a community manager is a quite important role to foster such a community. He helps to make the community more visible in social networks, for instance. We helped the bloggers, for instance, by posting on Facebook, doing tweets on Twitter, posted on Google Plus. So they didn't have to care too much about all social media channels. They could concentrate more or less on posting their insights in the blog. And the community manager also helped a lot to connect between the people, between the different blogs. Maybe in one blog there was a question that has been already answered in another blog, so by a comment I could connect these two bloggers, and then they found a solution and could continue to network between each other and with other people. Another project where I'm now working on is Bundesstadt.com. This is a local portal for the city of Bonn. A good friend of mine started it 3 years ago because he didn't find enough information in the city of Bonn about what happens, and no real blogging portal where everyone could blog about the city and what happens in town. And Bundesstadt.com now has some authors, and they're all working for free, so it's a real community of practice. These people just came together after a meetup, the Iron Blogger. And the Iron Blogger is a meetup where everyone said, okay, I have to blog one time a week. If I don't do this, I pay $5 into, and we collect it. And then the collected money will be used for the next meetup to drink a beer and eat together. And from this community, I learned that meetups are very important. Even though you work a lot in the digital sphere and you communicate via Twitter, via blog, or in any social network that is online, sitting in front of a computer is not everything. And sometimes you wish to connect personally. Yeah, sit on a table, drink a beer, chat a lot. So these events helped a lot to foster the Bundesstadt.com community. The people that write for Bundesstadt.com, the authors, they collect every day some link tips. So they read all the blogs from Bonn at bonnerblogs.de, And then they say, like, every day, these five links that are the most important links for the day to read. So the on one side, there's an aggregator, and the authors help to give some orientation in the large blogosphere in Bonn. And they do this for free because they really want it, and they want to change Bonn, and also they're interested in helping other people. And they're part of this Bundesstadt community, which is great. Sometimes we, as founders, try to ask them, maybe you want money, or we should take more care of a business model. But even when we earned little sums, they said, like, put it into the platform and not into us too much. We have different motivations for doing this. So these are my experiences from these two communities. And I think there's a lot more to learn about how a community that comes together as a community of practice, not because there's money or because there's networking involved, but because people really want to change the town. And this local aspect helps a lot as well. So local meetings and community management and workshops, I think these are three important things I think can help to foster a community of practice.